This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection Show, where we believe we can communicate with all animals. Join us as we explore the 33 principles and healing methods of the human-animal connection. As animal lovers, we know that you share our commitment to making the world a kinder place for all creatures. Together, let's embrace the transformative healing power of the human-animal connection.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection podcast. And I've been so excited, kind of dreaming about this episode. I think it's going to be so much fun. Perhaps you've heard me talk with Paloma Berchi. She lives in Switzerland at the moment, and she is an animal communicator. She's been doing animal communication professionally for 20 years, and she studied with Penelope Smith and others that you might know. And we are so excited because she is we're talking to Paloma, but we're also talking to three of her rabbits. We'll be talking to them intermittently. She'll be doing the animal communication for us as they want to tell the story. And so one of the rabbits, whose name was Spot, he has said that the name of this episode is Down the Rabbit Hole with Spot the Rabbit. So that's not a title that we ever would have thought of ourselves. So because humans sort of think about down the rabbit hole a little bit differently. But anyway, that's fine. We want to hear what Spot has to say. But first, Paloma, let's welcome you to the show and tell us whatever you'd like to say to start us off.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Jeannie. So Spot, I don't think I have to introduce myself, really.
Introduce Spot for us.
Yeah. So Spot came to me as another rabbit before he came to me as Spot.
Ah.
And I found out about it when I took the Advanced One course, a couple of us came together every 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, this is the Penelope Smith class, level one. Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of people came together to just practice a little bit. And what we used to do is we used to bring pictures from our animals and ask the other questions. And I had this rabbit called Spot. Mm-hmm. And I want to know whether Spot had been with me before or not.
Okay.
I had asked Spot, and Spot had told me, yes, he had been with me before as another black rabbit called Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the picture from Spot to these other two people and asked them, can you ask Spot whether he has been with me before?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them said, well, I don't think that was Spot, but I see a black and white rabbit with hanging ears.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one said, this is strange. I have the same feeling as you have. I don't think this was Spot, but I'm seeing a guinea pig with black and brown hair, curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I was in shock, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I used to have Blackie, I used to have another rabbit called Honeybee. And Honeybee died. So I thought I didn't want to keep Blackie alone.
Yes.
So I went to the pet store and got a black and white rabbit with hanging ears.
Mm-hmm.
Took it to Blackie, and Blackie attacked it so heavily that I had to take it back.
Oh, yeah.
And then I talked to a friend of mine who used to breed guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, why don't you take a guinea pig? That might work better. I mean, nowadays I wouldn't do that anymore, but you know, that was, I'm talking 30 years ago here.
Yes, yes.
So I took this little tiny guinea pig, which was a brown and black curly-haired guinea pig, to Blackie, And Blackie attacked that guinea pig as well. So I had to take that guinea pig back. Now, here you have these two women talking to Spot. And Spot transferring them the picture of a black and white rabbit with hanging ears and the brown and black guinea pig with curly hair, which I took as companions for Blackie, which means he didn't tell them, yes, I was Blackie. He gave us something much better.
Yeah.
He told us about those two animals.
Yes.
Only Blackie knew about.
Wow.
You know, I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, amazing.
That was really the first time where I realized the power, the wisdom that was in this rabbit.
Wow. Now, I know this was the early days before you were a professional animal communicator and you wanted to communicate with Spot. Tell us how that journey began.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was before he told us about those two animals, even before that, I wanted to communicate with Spot. So Spot, here comes Spot and says, I am a philosopher. You are not at my level. You are not going to understand me. Keep on learning. I'm like, what? Here I am trying to talk to all different kinds of animals talking to me. And I come to my rabbit, ask my rabbit, would you like to talk to me? And he goes like, no, I'm a philosopher. You're not at my level. You're not going to understand me. Keep on learning. So I go like, okay, it's impossible that I have made this up. Just impossible, you know, like, yeah, that's just not a phrase you make up.
Yes, yes.
So I kept on learning. And after maybe 2 months, 3 months, I come back to Spot and I ask the same question. Would you like to talk to me? And I get the same answer. I'm a philosopher. You're not at my level. You're not going to understand me. Keep on learning. So I go back after half a year. I get the same answer. I come back after 1 year. I get the same answer. And then after two years, he actually started talking to me.
Wow. Wow. Well, the moral of the story, if you're learning, don't give up. Because
exactly.
It took Spot. Well, it took 2 years for Spot to get you ready to be able to talk.
And you know, sometimes my students come and say, do you know, I just have problems talking to my animal.
Yeah.
And well, normally it is more difficult to talk to your own animals.
Yes.
Or to animals that live with you because we don't really own them. So it is more difficult because you have a certain idea about what they might be thinking and why they might behaving the way they are behaving.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more difficult. However, if you have an animal that just doesn't communicate with you at all, you might have a Spot.
You might have a Spot. Yeah, I mean, there's no way you could have anticipated that your rabbit would say, no, I don't want to talk to you. And no way you could anticipate that he would say, I'm a philosopher. And no way you could anticipate that he would let you know that you're not at his level yet. And this should continue your learning before you're worthy of a conversation. So if you have had some troubles trying to speak to your animals, this may be why.
Exactly.
So what happened after 2 years? What happened next?
Well, after 2 years, he started talking to me and we could talk about anything and everything. It was amazing. I could ask him whatever I wanted. I got an answer.
Mm-hmm.
However, and this is something very important for anybody else that is doing animal communication, you have to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Animals might not tell you things even if they know them and they know you want to know them. If you don't ask, you're not going to get the information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is not a story of Spot.
Okay.
So here comes a friend of mine and she had little cats, kittens.
Mm-hmm.
So the kittens were not, you know, they were not potty trained yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they were peeing around.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend asked me to ask Spot
mm-hmm.
if he knew a solution on how to get rid of the pee mm-hmm. of the kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is a strange question, but yeah, sure. I mean, he's a mentor, he's a philosopher, he might know something, you know, like, let's ask.
Yeah.
So here comes Spot and says, yeah, you take a little bit of water, put in a little bit of Himalaya salt, and then you, you know, let the water and salt dissolve, mm-hmm. and then you clean it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, uh-huh. And he goes, like, it has to be Himalaya salt or stone salt. It can't be sea salt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or table salt, no, but not even sea salt.
Okay.
And the reason he said that was because you have these crystallines,
mm-hmm.
these crystals, these salt crystals, and the stone salt and Himalaya salt has been under a huge amount of pressure.
Mm.
Now, according to Spot, this pressure sharpens the crystals. And even if they are dissolved in water, you get the sharpness. Mm. So that's the Spot, you know, explaining things.
Okay.
So off goes my friend home. And then I get a message from her. This is amazing. You know, every pig disappears. You know, even other stains are disappearing. This is amazing.
Wow.
And I go like, okay, Spot, I think we need to have a serious conversation here.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, I had his babies.
Oh, okay.
So Luna and him had babies.
Okay.
Six rabbits, not potty trained.
Right.
Being around my living room.
Yes. Yes.
Me going crazy.
Yes.
Because I didn't know how to get those stains out.
Yes, 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 yes.
So here comes my friend, asks. She gets an answer. I was in desperate need of that information and he had not told me.
Oh.
So I go like, Spot, why on earth didn't you tell me? And he goes like,
you don't ask.
Exactly.
They won't overload us with information unless we ask. They're very polite.
That is so.
Do you know why he insisted on me asking? And basically, I think it makes sense, really,
mm-hmm.
because you have to ask. Because when you ask, you change your position.
Hmm.
When you ask,
mm-hmm.
you get humble.
Wow.
When you ask, you put yourself in a position where you are. Asking another being for a favor, you're asking for help.
Help me.
And that's the position you need to be at.
Yes.
To receive information.
Oh, that is so beautiful. That is just awesome. I wrote that down. Well, can I ask Spot a question?
Oh, sure.
Because I have an elderly dog and she's a wonderful therapy dog, but she pees in the house. On the rugs, not on the pads, on the rugs, sometimes the pads, but, you know, wherever it is. So I, could I ask Spot to help me understand what that's about and if there's anything that I could do to change it? Is that two questions? Can I ask? That's two
questions. The problem is Spot doesn't know your dog.
Okay. Okay. Sophia is a little chihuahua. She's 11 years old. She's a wonderful little girl. 26 pounds.
What color?
Whitish.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how? Oh, there she is. Okay.
Yeah. I'm holding up a picture for those who are watching on video. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And how old is she now?
She's about 11.
Okay. Spot says, you know, I usually don't do dogs. Yes, I know.
What? That's so funny. Funny.
Or maybe Puna. I have helped my helping animals, because he's not only my mentor, he's also one of my helping animals. And one of the things he said right on from the beginning, I don't do dogs.
Should be.
But let's see if he's doing an exception today.
Okay. or if maybe this is a question for Luna, which we haven't talked about yet, but we will talk about Luna. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's interesting.
What's interesting?
Okay. You asked. It's about you letting go.
Oh.
You need to learn to let go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just in general, across the board, or in any particular area?
In general.
Okay. Okay.
In general, but it has to do with your childhood.
Okay, childhood.
You have to go back to your childhood. Yes.
Okay. 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 Well, thank you, Spot. That is fascinating, and you definitely the point of view of a philosopher. So tell me, I want to know, because I know you and Spot did a project together. Would you tell us about that project after 2 years of your own learning and being worthy of conversation with a philosopher?
We've had a lot of projects together. Which one do you mean?
Well, I think you wrote a book together, right? Is that correct? Okay. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. So after 2 years, Spot started talking to me. So, and this was when a friend of mine was with me and we were philosophing about things. And then I asked my friend and say, look, Spot is a philosopher. Shall we ask him to join us in our philosophy session? You know, like... So we asked him a question and he started to talk and he really started to talk and talk and talk and talk. And I was so taken aback. I go like, ooh, wow, there's a lot of information coming here. It ended up being 2 o'clock in the morning when she left my house.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And then I mean, my eyes were, you know, just falling, you know, closing, and I was so tired and I wanted to go to bed. I said, well, no, I have to write down what I have learned today. I have to write it down. So I sat down with my pen and paper, trying to write, and here comes Spot and says, you know what? Go to bed. I still know tomorrow what I have told you today. I can perfectly repeat it to you tomorrow.
Oh.
And I go like, oh my God, he's really talking to me.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So I went to bed. Next day, I was sitting on the ground and here comes Spot, hops up to me and says, okay, are you ready? Shall we start? And I go like, sure. Let me get pen and paper. So I grabbed my pen and paper, wrote everything down. And I had the whole text together. I was so mesmerized. I go, wow, that's great. And he goes like, well, if you want, we can write a book.
Huh.
And I go, yeah, great, amazing.
Uh-huh.
So I start to make plans to write a book.
Uh-huh.
And I contacted another animal communicator of which I knew she had written a book about the conversations she had with her dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted her. And I mean, that was back in the days. That was in 2000 and... No, that was in 2000, mm-hmm. 1999 or 2000, something around there, you know. And
yeah.
No Amazon, no social media, no nothing, you know.
Right, right.
So I contacted her. And then she goes like... Well, first thing you need to do before you write the book is you have to find a publisher.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the most difficult thing, is to find a publisher. You need to find a publisher, you know, mm-hmm. in order to write the book and then get the book published. And then she pictured it to me as being something really difficult. And I go like, oh my God. So I think I'm going to bury the idea of writing a book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go back to Spot, tell Spot about this. And Spot, we have a problem. Here goes Spot and says, let's write the book. The publisher will appear.
Okay.
And I go like, oh, yeah. Sure. So I start writing the book with Spot. We start writing stories. We start writing texts. We talk about all kinds of different things. And he tells me and I write and he tells me and I write. And about and 3 years later, I suddenly have the feeling the book's ready.
Uh-huh.
And I go like, hey, Spot, the book is ready. Where's the publisher?
Yes.
So a couple of days later, I get an email from a ghostwriter.
Okay.
Telling me he was writing a book about alternative therapy methods.
Uh-huh.
And he had heard about animal communication.
Okay.
And he wanted to interview, he wanted to know if I was okay for him to interview me to so that he could write about animal communication in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, sure, amazing, great, let's meet. So we met.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about animal communication with the guy, and his wife was there as well, taking notes and everything. And we finish, and then we were walking down the street, and he goes like, oh, you know, by the way, I'm also a publisher. I mean, my knees started shaking. I started shaking. I stopped breathing. I was like, and he go, and then I hear Spot saying, now. And I'm like, now? And I'm like, and by the way, I have written a book with my rabbit, Spot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, my goodness me, this sounds so silly. I have written a book about conversations I had with my rabbit, Spot. And he goes like, oh, really? That sounds fascinating. Can you send me the manuscript?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, manuscript? I don't have a manuscript. I hear Spot saying, yes. And he goes like, oh, great. I'm so look forward to reading it. And I go like, huh? So I go home. And then I said, oh, my God, Spot, we've got all these texts, all these written stories, all these things here. No structure, no nothing, you know?
Right.
And he goes like, well, sit down. I'm going to tell you the structure.
Wow.
I go like, what? You're going to what? I'm going to tell you the structure. He told me the structure. He told me, you know, four things within the book,
yeah,
and the structure, and in under which title, under which main title, I had to put the subtitles, and where goes what.
Yes.
And then he said, well, I finished that manuscript within really a few hours.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That was crazy, you know?
Well,
like,
uh-huh.
I goes, okay, send it off. And I go, send it off. Send it off. So there I was, sitting in front of my computer, looking at this button saying send. You know, like, I'm going to press send. I'm going to press send. I'm going to press send now. So I pressed send. And here comes this guy and said, I am so amazed by your manuscript. I want to publish it.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow. Wow. What's it called? What's the name of the book?
You Set Your Own Limits.
You Set Your Own Limits. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And does Spot get credit?
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fabulous. Well, that's incredible.
It actually says author Spot.
Author Spot. Okay.
Transcription by Paloma Berci.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, now I want to make sure we get a little time in to talk about Luna. That's such an incredible story. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be right back, and then we'll hear about Spot's wife, Luna, who was also amazing in different ways. But we'll hear all about Luna. We'll be right back.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree. From heaven above. Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams. Without
to care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Hey, friends. If you like what you're hearing and want to learn more, check out Dr. Joseph's book, The Human-Animal Connection, Deepening Relationships with Animals and Ourselves. Or visit the website, thehumananimalconnection.org, to book an online consultation. Thank you for loving animals. Now back to the show.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Human Animal Connection Podcast. I'm Jeannie Joseph, and we're speaking with Paloma Berchi, an animal communicator, and her philosopher, Rabbit Spot. And she's just told us the story of them, how they wrote the book together. And now we're going to hear about Spot's wife, Luna. Can we call her a wife? I don't know what you call a rabbit wife. Tell us about Luna.
Yeah, I call her Spot's partner, actually.
Partner. Okay. Spot's partner.
Yeah, so Luna is also a very fascinating soul. She is my shaman and medicine woman. Mm-hmm. You know, like Spot is a mentor and philosopher, and Luna is my shaman and medicine woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, whenever you have a health issue, you can actually ask Luna.
Okay.
And I have customers who call me to ask Luna to look into some kind of health issues.
Okay.
Whether it is for them personally, or for their animals.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, let's ask Luna the same questions. It'll be fun to hear Luna's response to Sophia, my 11-year-old Chihuahua, wonderful dog. I love her. She's a therapy dog. But she is taken to peeing on the rugs in the house, not wanting to use the doggy door the other dogs use. So could you ask Luna if there's anything that we need to attend to on the physical level or be aware of? Or is this just about me letting go of my childhood issues, as Spot has informed us? So Luna's take on this.
Okay. Luna is quite straight here, just saying Spot already told you.
Ah, okay. No going around and trying to get another answer that you're going to like better. You got to take the one you got.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, good. Well, tell me a story of how Luna assisted you and, say, another animal. I know you've had stories of clients who called you with an animal who were not doing well and were with the vet, and how Luna helped that situation or understood.
Yes. Well, the situation where I actually found out how powerful Luna is was when a client of mine many years ago, at least 20 years ago now, called me because she had a dog, and that dog actually wanted to have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this other dog, Jumper, and there was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the vagina was hurt, sort of, you know, like, and... Oh, no, it was not the vagina. It's that was that's what is inside. I don't know what you call it in English.
The uterus? Uterus?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You use that to give birth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. So that was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to rush with the dog to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, while she was in the car, rushing her dog to the hospital, she called me and she said, "We have this problem. I'm going right to the hospital because it's terrible." And she asked me, "What does my dog want?"
Mm-hmm.
And I get from the dog, she doesn't want to be sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I got from the dog. She mm-hmm. just didn't want to get sterilized. And I hear Luna mm-hmm. say, "I can go with her and just make sure."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "What?"
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, okay." So I tell my client, "Luna's coming with you, whatever reason." So off they go. Off goes Luna. And
off goes Luna telepathically, by the way, not physically.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay, so Luna's going to telepathically go to the vet visit with the dog that's injured. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And so after a few hours, Luna contacts me and says, "Everything has gone well."
Mm-hmm.
So I call the client and say, "Have you heard anything from the hospital?" And she goes like, "No." "Have you heard anything from Luna?" And I'm like, "Yes." Luna says, "Everything has gone well." And then she said, "Have they sterilized her?" And I go like, "I guess not. If Luna says everything has gone well and the dog didn't want to get sterilized."
Mm-hmm.
So then she said, "Well, I haven't heard anything from the hospital yet. I will let you know."
Mm-hmm.
So about a half an hour later, she calls me and she said the hospital had called and they had said everything went well. They didn't sterilize her.
Mm-hmm.
And the vet that actually made the operation
mm-hmm.
called her. "I have never done that before. I have sewed blindly."
Sewed blindly.
Uh-huh. Sewed blindly.
Uh-huh.
He sewed the uterus.
Uh-huh.
In order not to have to take it out.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So, and then he said he had never done that before. He sewed blindly.
Uh-huh.
It was like somebody was guiding his hand.
Wow. Because he couldn't see what he was doing when he was
doing it. He couldn't see what he was doing. He just knew he had to do it, but didn't know why he was doing it in the first hand. Because the most sensible thing would have been to sterilize the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Take everything out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the dog didn't want.
Right. Right. Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, my client and I knew who guided.
Yes.
The hand of the vet.
Yes.
But we were so surprised. I mean, I was surprised. I was like, "Oh, wow." And that was the moment when I realized I can ask Luna to go with other people's animals to the vet just to make sure the vet find what they need to find.
Okay.
Or they, you're like, Luna points them in the right direction. It sounds a little bit strange.
Yeah.
But that's what she does. They point them in the right direction. She makes sure that things are things are detected that might not be detected otherwise or whatever. And some other things that she does is that she can go with people and their animals to the vet, and the animal is usually calmer at the vet.
Ah.
I mean, that I know that from feedback that I have gotten from clients, you know, like,
yes.
"Oh, you know, my cat usually gets totally crazy when she needs to go to the vet." And I go, "Well, shall I ask Luna to come with you?" "Oh, yes, please."
Yes.
And then I get, you know, when they have been at the vet, I get the information, "Do you know what? My cat has never been so calm at the vet."
Wow. Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh, yeah, you're in good stuff." And then the next time they call me, "Can Luna come with us to the vet?"
That's wild. That's wonderful. Now, are Luna and Spot in spirit now? Or are they?
Yes.
They are. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're still communicating with them?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what is the difference between your conversations when they were physical versus conversations now that they're in spirit? Any difference at all?
No.
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 So there's no interruption, no miscontinuity between and for an animal communicator like yourself to be able to communicate with an animal who's here versus an animal who's passed on and is in spirit. Yeah.
No, not at all, because we talk to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And the soul is the soul,
regardless where it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know we're out of time, but just one, would you just ask Spot and Luna to just one last word they'd like to leave our listeners with? So anything that they would like to share?
Okay, so Luna, the information I get from Luna, the message I get from Luna is take care of yourself, take care of your body, which is your vehicle, and just make sure that you feel right.
Mm-hmm.
Look after yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, concentrate on yourself.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Luna. And we'll ask Spot, is there anything you'd like to offer up our listeners for the purpose of this reading or the purpose of this session today?
Yeah, we need to remember who we are.
Mm.
We are consciousness.
Mm.
Everything is consciousness.
Mm.
And when we remember that we are consciousness and everything else is consciousness, then we can start to feel that we are all one.
Wow.
There is only one, and that one is consciousness.
Wow. Well, you heard it from the philosopher rabbit. That was Spot giving us a lovely message to end the show with. Well, how can people get in touch with you? Where should they go to your website, or how can they reach you?
Well, my website is www.speciesspace.com. That will actually bring you to my German website.
Okay.
But on my German website, I have a part which is in English. Okay. And you actually get to that English part going to speciesspace.com.
Okay. All right. So great. So from the German part of the website to the English part for those English speakers. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I know we didn't get to Cheeky, so we might have to just do another one.
Oh, sure, we can.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for being with us. I'm Jeannie Joseph from the Human Animal Connection, and we've been speaking with Paloma Verci and the two rabbits who have lived with her, Spot and Luna. Thank you so much. We'll say aloha.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for tuning into the Human Animal Connection show. Please visit our website, thehumananimalconnection.org. There you can sign up for our free email newsletter, book a consultation, or check out our blogs and resources. Our best-selling book, The Human-Animal Connection, is available on Amazon. And your donation of any amount keeps our nonprofit organization providing life-changing services.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.